Distractors were not there one time. In 72, hardly any. Neither there were so many devotees those days. Not even these many, those who are sitting in this kitchen, Krishna Balaram's kitchen. In 72, when first ever festival was held, Srila Prabhupada spent entire month of Kartik in Vrindavan at Radha Damodar temple. And there were 40 devotees, Guru Kripa, how many? 40, 50 devotees were there? 72? Something like that. Guru Kripa Prabhu was sitting with us. He was very much there, leading all the kirtans. And I was just a new bhakta coming from Mumbai. Maybe some of you are new bhaktas or bhaktis now. So, 72 I had come for first time ever to Vrindavan. It was a new world for me. I had never ever left the boundaries or borders of Maharashtra, and then 24 hours on the train, I don't know, I was going and going. Feeling a long time. Finally landed at Mathura station, and we took Tanga. And we arrived at the entrance of Radha Damodar temple during early morning hours. Then we were in the courtyard of Radha Damodar temple. We had darshan of lots of deities there, as you know, at Radha Damodar temple. That was a new experience for me. And then quickly, next thing was we went to see Srila Prabhupada in his little room. He did everything there. He stayed there, he translated there, he met his guests there, everything was in a little room. He had a kitchen on the side. Then from there, Srila Prabhupada used to send us to this place. Not this place. The Krishna Balaram temple. It was not even temple, just land. They were digging for foundation, building a future temple. Some digging was going on. And there was a tree, some old tree, but not this one. Probably you don't know. This is second or third. Second or third? This is the second tree. So one that was before. When I stood, I remember, next to the tree was as tall as what I was, like 5 feet tall. And then that tree grew up. So we used to come with a kirtan every morning, starting from Radha Damodar temple, going through the streets and lanes and coming on the Parikrama Marg, Radha Madan Mohan temple, and then where now we have Bhaktivedanta Swami Goshala, through that land, and then a little more zigzagging, then on to Srila Prabhupada's Hare Krishna land, or land for his future Krishna Balaram temple. So that was every morning we came. So that was, not a big calculation, but 36 years ago, Vrindavan was a lot different. Well, Vrindavan is eternal, but some things kind of change its shape and face. And so it was quite a quiet place that time. We're here. Lots of peacocks in this area. Of course, monkeys, they were there, they are here now also. Especially peacocks. Lots of bullock carts with the bulls with their, the bells around their necks as they walked, or sometimes the running bulls, and you could hear the jingling of the bells around their necks. Now we hear the tractor sounds and so many other sounds. It was amazingly different. Even There was one reason why Prabhupada had selected this location out there. Who is going to come out there? There's no one around. Why not in the middle of the town, Vrindavan? Why out there? So Prabhupada, he could see the future. Now you know we are very much in the middle of everything. Krishna Balaram has become center of attraction, center of Vrindavan universe. And so many devotees. We have 30, 40, 50 devotees then and now. Thousands of devotees. So devotees are receiving the holy name wherever they are. And by the mercy of the holy name, they get the holy dham. First they receive the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And then, with the shelter of the holy name, with the holy name on their lips, they head towards Dham. They come to Vrindavan Dham. So with so many devotees, we also need additional facilities. So here's a welcome addition, starting with kitchen and lot more to come. Sanaksanathan Prabhu, lot more is in the pipeline, as they say, starting with a kitchen. It's a good start. Ours is also, we call kitchen religion. You heard of that? Name of our religion. We say Sanatana Dharma, Bhagavad Dharma, Varnashram Dharma. These are these names for our Dharma. There's another, yet another name for our Dharma. That is kitchen religion. Very much integral part of our Dharma, of our life. So starting with the kitchen, big huge kitchen. Of course, it is not for you or me, it is kitchen of Krishna and Balaram Ki. I was thinking, Krishna does come here, Krishna Balaram, herding their cows. That's why Srila Prabhupada, knowing that pastime of this part of Braj, Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram, and with Krishna Balaram he has a cow and a calf also right on the altar. And sometimes we see devotees or the pujaris, and they tie a rope. Balaram has a rope in his hand and then it goes to the cow. Krishna has another rope in his hand and it goes to the calf. And as you take darshan, you kind of feel that Krishna and Balaram are ready for cow herding, gocharan lila. And sometimes you wonder, could they take us also? Could we join today? Some thought like that. Could we also be part of cow herding, O Krishna Balaram? so they herd their cows. And they are hungry. And sometimes they come without their tiffin, without their lunch packets. That happened a few times. In those cases, or otherwise also, Krishna Balaram are hungry. They could come. Now they know there's one kitchen here in Ramandriti. So if they are hungry, they could just be coming here, knocking at the door. Their cows could be sitting here, there's so many trees. Krishna could play his flute, Krishna Balaram, and cows come, sit down. And they could enjoy their meals right here. So a nice facility. It is for Krishna and Balaram. Krishna and Balaram are going to be eating all the food that is cooked. They are Bhoktaram Jagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. And so all that food cooked here will be offered to Krishna and Balaram. As we are performing yajna, I also was thinking that very famous pastime. There's a place called Bhatrond, just outside this Vrindavan town. And before Akrurkhar, there's a place called Bhatrond, where Brahmins are performing yajna, swaha, swaha. Krishna Balaram, that is Ashok one, there's a forest on the banks of Jamuna. And Krishna's friends were very hungry. Well, Krishna Balaram also, sure they were very hungry. But the coward boys were the first ones to approach, especially approach Balaram. Oh, Balaram, they said, you know, you are the killer of the demons. Could you please kill the hunger in our stomach? You are such a powerful, and you kill the demons. You know, we are hungry. Could you do something? Meaning, could you kill the hunger? Could you, you know, feed us? Do something. Oh, no problem. The Brahmins are there performing yajna, lots of tons of whatever ingredients and food and the fruits. So they approached those yajnic brahmanas. They were karmakandi kind, and so the coward boys, they offered their full dandavat obeisances to those brahmanas as they arrived, and they begged for food in the name of Krishna and Balaram. But these brahmins were so very busy with their swaha. Oh, Krishna is hungry, swaha. Hey, Krishna is hungry. Go away, Krishna. So they did not pay any attention. They were just absorbed in offering food into the fire. They did not realize here was opportunity. There's a water here. They ask for food, but only water comes. So the coward boys came back disappointed. And we are still hungry, you know, they did nothing, we didn't get anything from those brahmanas. So no problem, you could go to their wives, and coward boys rushed to those elderly gopis or wives of those brahmanas. And as soon as they heard Krishna and Balaram, what Krishna and Balaram, they became excited. Krishna and Balaram, is anything we could do for Krishna and Balaram? Well, they wanted to serve Krishna and Balaram. As they heard the names of Krishna and Balaram, they had a desire to serve him. So could we do something? Yes, yes, sure. They are hungry, and immediately all those ladies gathered all the food that was available. Chaturvidha Bhagavatam Sridhya Gosam. Chaturvidha. Four kinds of foodstuffs they gather, filled up into their baskets and pots and plates, and they wanted to run. They personally wanted to bring food to Krishna and Balaram. No, let us go. So those ladies came running to where there's a large group of coward boys were there. And Krishna was somewhere in the crowd. So how to identify who amongst those all boys assembled is Krishna? But it wasn't difficult for them. Shukadeva Goswami again describes, it was easy for them because they had heard about Krishna Balaram. They had heard about the beauty of Krishna and Balaram and the different bodily features of Krishna and Balaram. Krishna wearing yellow clothing, and he is with a flute, and there's a Varaha Peedam Natavara Vapu. There's a peacock feather. and the turban. So they were able to identify Krishna, who amongst those boys is Krishna. And they noticed that Krishna had his hand on the shoulder of another coward boy. He's all there, you know. So they go somewhere, describes, and Krishna had a lotus flower in the right hand, and he was twirling it, moving the lotus. So finally they approached Krishna and Balaram with all the short stuffs, and fed Krishna and Balaram with all those. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Svalpa Punyavatam Rajan Visvaso Naiva Jayate. That's the prayer. They don't have to chant that prayer. This is for us. So Srila Prabhupada makes a point. There are two ways to feed Krishna. The Brahmins were offering food into the fire, and this is indirect way of feeding Krishna. These Brahmins had an offer. You could give this food and we could put this right into the mouth of Krishna and Balaram, but they did not go for that choice. But their wives were intelligent and fortunate, so they went with all the food, and with that food they fed Krishna, put that right onto the tongues of Krishna and Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram were fully satisfied as they enjoyed the food cooked by those ladies of Vrindavan. Swagatam! Krishna says, welcome, welcome, lady, welcome. Welcome. But why have you come? Why are you here for? So they were there to feed Krishna and Balaram. He was encouraged, you should go back, go to your husbands, to your family. Finally, they did go. Gopis did not go. But after these ladies had fed Krishna and Balaram, these ladies went back. When they returned to their husbands, the husbands noticed the ecstatic wives, very jubilant, very happy, joyous. Oh, what happened? We're just now coming back from Krishna. We just served him, we fed him, and so they were different. And that time, the husbands realize, hell with our all the learning, all the mantras we chanted. We went to Gurukul and we learned this, and we learned yajna, and we learned this khan and karma khan and kevala vishera bhan, which has drank the poison of this karma khan. Look at this, our wives. They drank the nectar and. So they were very much regretting and cursing themselves hell. And then they followed. They learned a lot. They took inspiration from their wives. They took association of their wives, Krishna conscious wives. And then they were, by the association of their good wives, the better half, they also got the association of Krishna, and they develop their Krishna consciousness. So that's a lesson. That big difference between karma khand and jnana khand. Kevala vishera bhand, as we are warned by our previous acharyas, our Gaudiya Siddhant. Anyway, so that's something that I was reminded of. So we have. Are you happy? Hari Hari Bol. I was also thinking Mayapur is way ahead of lots of facilities and developments, and so now looks like Vrindavan is going to be catching up with many more facilities, starting with the kitchen and once you have kitchen, then what do you need next? Prasadam hall. Is that the deity kitchen? That seems to be the next priority item on the list of the managers, organizers here. So we are looking forward to all those developments. I mean, going back to again 72, we just had a land and Prabhupada stayed in a rented place. Radha Damodar Temple was, he was staying there on rent. One time he was paying 5 rupees per month, and there was a lot of money. 5 rupees he was paying every month. This was before 65, Prabhupada was at Radha Damodar, and he went there, and 65 he went to America. Then he came back in 68, I think. Then again he stayed at Radha Damodar Temple. And then again, 71, 72, he was back, and again he moved into the same rented quarters. I was amazed to see Srila Prabhupada in that very humble dwelling, humble facility at Radha Damodar Temple. Like a Goswami's, Tyaktva Purnamashesha Mandalapati. By giving up so much opulence, those Goswamis, their background, they were not a poor fellows. They were quite ministers, and this minister, and this Jamindar, landlord, and this and that. Bhatta family from South India. So they, when they were in Vrindavan, they lived very, very simple, humble life. Sankhya Purvaka Namaka Ananati. Srila Prabhupada was reminding me, as I had seen him at Radha Damodar Temple, and we were fortunate to be with Srila Prabhupada for 30 days, entire month of Kartik, and listening to Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavatam classes every morning. There was no need to announce. Today's Bhagavatam class will be given by. There was no announcements. We knew. This Bhagavatam class, for sure. We never even thought. Prabhupada is here, so today's Bhagavatam class will be given by Srila Prabhupada. So every morning Bhagavatam class, every evening Nectar Devotion class. And in the backyard of Radha Damodar Temple, very next to Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, in between Samadhi of Rupa Goswami and Bhajan Kutir of Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada sat under, there's also some tamal trees there. He was not sitting under the tree, but some of us had to sit under those trees, Prabhupada. Or I think some other kinds of trees, but the setting was quite different 36 years ago in Radha Damodar Temple. As you hear those record the lectures of Nectar of Devotion classes of Srila Prabhupada, you hear birds chirping and lots of Radhe Radhe, all those lots of devotees doing parikrama of Radha Damodar Temple, more than any other temple. I was wondering why there are so many people here. Prabhupada would be giving class to us. Always he spoke in English classes, and so these Brajabasis circumambulating the temple, circumambulating Prabhupada, and us also sitting in front of him, and big numbers. Then much later on, I realized that there's a Govardhan Shila in that temple on the altar, which was given to Sanatan Goswami when he was elderly and not able to go round and round and round around Govardhan. when the Lord appeared, Sanatan, you don't have to do this stuff, But I would like to continue my parikrama, Govardhan parikrama. The Lord, he stood on one shila of Giriraj shila. And as Lord stood on the shila melted. And that's the footprint of Krishna. Krishna said, take this shila. And you could just go around this shila, and that is as good as doing my parikrama, or doing Govardhan parikrama. So that shila, which was given to Sanatana Goswami by Lord himself, is at Radha Damodar temple. And those who know this, they all run. Those who cannot manage going around Govardhan, so they go to Radha Damodar and they do parikrama, and they get the benefit of doing parikrama of Giriraj. Giriraj Dharana Ki Jai. Where Krishna and Balaram go herding their cows. Rama Krishna, Sparsha Pramodaha. And even as Krishna and Balaram touch Govardhan, then Govardhan becomes jubilant. So there was also another reason, of course, during month of Damodar. This month of Damodar, and there's a deity of Radha Damodar, so naturally that's another reason why big number of pilgrims coming to Radha Damodar temple for darshan and parikrama of Radha Damodar. One day, Srila Prabhupada talking of the kitchen and eating. One day Srila Prabhupada asked, he wanted jalebis. And I was chosen to go buy jalebis for Prabhupada. So I went looking for jalebis, and in Lohi Bazaar I found jalebi wala. And here is, he was right there cooking fresh jalebis. So I bought some jalebis for Srila Prabhupada. I rushed to Radha Damodar and offered jalebis for Prabhupada. So those days, and Srila Prabhupada wanted a big Govardhan Puja festival during 72 Kartik. Anyway, because I was involved, Srila Prabhupada sent Pancha Dravida. You don't fully don't know him. He's a Dravida Das Brahmachari from ISKCON Mumbai, and then I had come with him, with some other Mumbai devotees, and we were in charge of Food for Life, free prasad distribution in Mumbai. As we arrived here, and Srila Prabhupada sent Pancha Dravida. He became Pancha Dravida Swami during that Kartik. He was given sannyas. He was Dravid Das Brahmachari, and then he became Pancha Dravida Swami. And I also received my first initiation there during the Kartik. So before initiation, we were sent to Agra. Prabhupada, you go to Agra and go to a grain market. So that is what we did. Prabhupada wanted to come back with lots of grains and ghee and gore, and we'll cook a big ale, big celebration. So, and we had come all the way from Mumbai to be in Vrindavan, to be with Srila Prabhupada, and said, you go to Agra, you go. So we had that service. I was just a new person, new bhakta, but I was assisting and translating especially for Pancha Dravida. And we managed to collect a lot of grains and lots of tins of ghee and sugar and small temple full, and we came back. We all stayed that time at Kesi Ghat, the palace of which king? What is the name of the? Kaunsa Raja ka palace? Bharatpur, yeah. There's a town called Bharatpur, not far from here, so there's a Bharatpur king's palace. So we were kind of staying in the palace. Prabhupada arranged all his followers stay there, right on the banks of Yamuna, So that Govardhan Puja that year was held in 72 at this palace of Bharatpur kings, at KC Ghat. And those were quite a days. These Khan devotees were very much misunderstood in Vrindavan. Something next thing happening? So we're thinking, oh, these are CIAs are here. American CIAs. In the past they had come to our country to do some business, and gradually they took over our country. They made us slaves. But now they have come as sadhus. But the intention is, their goal is again to rule us. But now we cannot be tricked. Now we know, oh, you are CIAs and you are this. A lot of thoughts like that. Then devotees were, yes, we are CIs. But Chaitanya Intelligence Agency, CIs, Chaitanya Intelligence Agency, this is what we belong to. So I remember going around doing kirtans, Nagar kirtans, in Vrindavan town, through Lohi Bazaar. And few times, I personally experienced them throwing tomatoes. Luckily, they were not eggs. They're throwing tomatoes at them. Go away. That's kind of, they didn't. And devotees also were, sometimes, they were very rude, and their dealings with rickshawalas and lots of fights and punching noses. And, you know, one devotee, he had just heard about Prabhupada giving a talk how when King Parikshit saw that some Shudra in the robes of a king was beating the cow, King Parikshit immediately, he had a sword and he was ready to kill. He had heard this, he was a Kulashekhar Prabhu from London. Then he was on the streets of Vrindavan. Then he saw one cowherd boy, Brajavasi boy. He had a stick and he was beating a cow. So this is our Kulashekhar Prabhu. He became a kind of Parikshit inside. He had Parikshit consciousness, and you know, he did all that he could, slap the boy and beating, so you could imagine. Already not so much welcome. You are this, you are CI, you are this, you are that. And on the top of that, Englishman beating a boy, Brajavasi boy. And was you brought circus to Vrindavan. One Goswamiji, he was friendly, but he came from Radharaman temple. He came to Prabhupada and said, yes, a burst circus to Vrindavan. What do you mean circus? Prabhupada, what do you mean circus? He said, all these lions and tigers. They're jumping, pouncing on the Brajabasi and with the rickshawalas and boys and the beating. So we're also new. And but of course very, very sincere devotees, and there's so much love for Srila Prabhupada, and of course there's no other intention. And now India is realizing, people are realizing that the Hare Krishna devotees are very sincere followers of this Chaitanya Intelligence Agency, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's followers. And so things are much different. So from that humble beginnings in 72, things have changed. So soon in 75 we had our own temple, Srila Prabhupada open temple on Ramanavami day. And he offered personally arati to Krishna Balaram. He would offer arati to Krishna Balaram, and then he would offer arati to the assembled devotees as pujaris do, Prabhupada's teacher. So we're watching Prabhupada his face was very, very happy and proud as a victorious Prabhupada. But he had his own land, own temple, his own lord, own deities of Radha, Krishna, Balaram, Shyam Sundar, Gaur Nithai, and sir, one morning walk from. You can now approach Krishna Balaram. If you have any difficulty, Prabhupada, no morning walk. Sir, meaning Krishna Balaram, we have such and such a difficulty. So now we have Krishna Balaram. You could approach him, saying, sir, meaning, oh Krishna Balaram, they will take care of you, they will maintain you, protect you. And Prabhupada had his, of course, by that time, quarters also ready in the back. The quarters were ready before the temple. Prabhupada had moved in before temple opening. So after 36 years, Krishna consciousness movement has spread all over, more inroads, more countries and continents. And why there are so many devotees? Because there are so many devotees out there. Sachinandan Maharaj was, why there are so many devotees? On Parikrama, he said, Prajamanda Parikrama. When he joined some 20 years ago, we started with 70 devotees on Parikrama. Now there are 700 devotees on Brajamanda Parikrama, 30 days Parikrama. So he was with us, why are there so many devotees? I said, all over the world there are so many more devotees. And only few of them are coming, not everyone is coming to Vrindavan. 4,000 coming from Chalpati, and so many thousands coming from Delhi, and so many more coming from this place or that place, and Russia, and this country, that country. So, it's a good sign. This is what the world is in need of, Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, it's a total failure all over the planet. Only solution Prabhupada gave. The last lecture series Prabhupada delivered in Mumbai in 72, Ram Navami time, 7 days. His theme was, the modern civilization is a total failure. He said that 31 years ago. And what, that is even more obvious now. But he was seeing total collapse, failure. Only alternative is Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada was already ill and he was not even able to climb up the dais. It was to lift him and put him onto the Vyasasan. But once he was on Vyasasan and microphone in front of him, he was roaring like a lion and scaring everyone and waking them up. And so those were also beginning days, but now Srila Prabhupada's followers all over the world are spreading the message that which was delivered by Srila Prabhupada to us. And so as a result, devotees are receiving the holy name and then they are all running, rushing to Vrindavan. So more devotees means more facilities, bigger kitchen. This will be good enough for another 10 years or so. Then you need another kitchen, bigger kitchen, and then another 50 years, another bigger kitchen, and bigger and bigger. Could imagine when there is, in every town and every village, when there's a practice and propagation of Krishna consciousness, how many devotees will be coming to Vrindavan? And that's the future. Another few hundred, 500,000, 5,000 years, the whole world is going to be here. So history will be written, Prabhupada said, how humble ways the movement was started, how it was started with the 40 rupees, he said. And by the time he departed, he had an empire of 40 crores. He said 40 crores or 400? He started with the 40 rupees. This is the history. Historians will take note of this, how it was started and how it is expanding. So always Srila Prabhupada would be remembered as Krishna consciousness spreads to every town, every village. They would always remember not only Krishna and Balaram, but the founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.